This is WKAR Online. There are two contested races this year for judgeships in Ingham County. In the 30th Circuit Court, attorneys Jim Jamo and Ken Ross are each vying for the bench. State Representative Mark Meadows is challenging attorney Andrea Larkin to become a judge in 54B District Court. WKAR's Kevin Lavery and Mark Bayshore are following these two races. First, here's Kevin with a look at Jamo versus Ross.
This is attorney Jim Jamo's second run for the Ingham County bench. He was narrowly defeated by Judge Clinton Kennedy in the 2010 primary. Jamo says he brings a skill set most attorneys and even many judges don't have. He's trained as both a case evaluator and a facilitative mediator, a neutral party that brings two sides together towards a resolution. Jamo says that mindset will serve him well on the bench.
I think it's very important that we have a judge with the right temperament and with the work ethic to study the law, hear the facts, and come to a fair decision for both parties. And that's job one when I get there, I believe.
Jamo is running against Ken Ross, a former assistant attorney general and one-time commissioner of the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation.
I really use that position as a way to be a consumer financial protection advocate for Michigan citizens, and I think that particularly well prepared me to be ultimately someone who has good judgment, hence the term, and also someone who is fair and balanced.
Ross believes Michigan has a disproportionately high incarceration and prison term rate. He notes that more than 20% of the state's general fund budget is spent on prisons. Ross says state laws that mandate stiff sentences weaken a judge's discretion, and he says dispensing justice while minding public tax dollars is a balancing act.
And as a judge, you should be in the business of evaluating the individual circumstances of the person before you to determine what is the appropriate sentence. And to tie the hands of those judges to have mandatorily higher sentences has an economic cost, and we have to be cognizant of that.
Jamo agrees. He says judges should actively seek alternative sentencing when appropriate, but Jamo stresses that serious crimes merit the punishment the legislature has provided for.
That is the sentence that the judge has to and should impose. So I don't think we should not be sentencing people for serious crimes to incarceration just to get statistics down, obviously.
The winner on November 6th will serve a 6-year term on the 30th Circuit Court. I'm Kevin Lavery.
And I'm Mark Bayshore. The contest to replace Judge David Jordan pits an experienced and reputable East Lansing attorney against a local public service icon. 54-year-old Andrea Larkin spent years as a litigator at legal firm Dickinson Wright before going freelance to help raise three kids. She says being a parent of college students will help in a courtroom where many MSU students come to experience justice. Larkin faces outgoing state rep Mark Meadows, arguably East Lansing's highest-profile public official of the past 25 years, a former city councilman, mayor, assistant state attorney general, and outgoing 69th District state rep. Both candidates tout impressive qualifications, endorsements, and mutual respect. But Judge Jordan, as well as four former East Lansing mayors, back Larkin. She says they have a problem with Meadows' legislative background.
I think that's all a very big negative for a judge. A judge is supposed to apply the law as written, not apply the law with all of the history, background, backdoor conversations, and dealings that went into it.
Meadows says his tenure with the city gives him insights that would be an advantage in a courtroom. Larkin also resurrects claims that Meadows is violating the state's code of judicial conduct by pursuing a judgeship while holding office. Meadows says clarifications of the code by the Michigan Judicial Tenure Commission have settled the issue. He says the rule applies only to office holding in a party's organizational machinery, its party officers, for example.
A political party is the Democratic Party of the state of Michigan. It's a corporation that operates, and I'm not in any way associated with it.
Both candidates appear to be prepared for a close contest. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Mark Bayshore.